We've all grown up with different favorite animated films that inspired in us new worlds of imagination and wonder. While some of us were counting the second star to the right, like in Peter Pan, others were wishing for everything the light touched to be part of our kingdom, like in The Lion King. Others still were singing Put On Your Sunday Clothes with Wall-E. Whatever your favorite animated film is, chances are that when you popped in that VHS tape, the first thing you saw was a castle slowly start to take shape on a blue background, followed by the words Walt Disney Pictures, as the music swelled and a shooting star cascaded to outline it all in a perfect semicircle. Disney was familiar, warm, and welcoming, and it always will be, right? In tonight's story, we travel 5 years forward, into a future where the House of Mouse owns every single intellectual property known to humankind. Gone are the days when you could choose to watch a Disney film. Instead, there is only Mickey-approved content. In this future, one woman is about to draw a line in the sand and try to take back what's hers. Let's get to it. Turn off the television set. Flick off the lights. Grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Bringing Down the Mouse, a DTC radio story by Jennifer Schell.
As long as I've been talking, I've been telling stories. There's nothing else that has the same capacity to connect, inspire, or entertain people. And growing up, my favorites all came from the same place, Disney. As the years went by, more and more of the fictional worlds I spent my time in were bought up by the mouse. But they were never quite the same once they fell under Disney's sway. I saw property after property become remade and rewritten with no regard to the creator's wishes, until it was as watered down and homogenous as everything else in their lineup. When I started publishing my own stories online as webcomics, I swore I'd never let them fall into the hands of Disney. But the mouse had other ideas.
Hello?
Aaron, they sold it! Riverwind sold my work to Disney.
Whoa, calm down.
They didn't even ask permission. Don't they need my permission?
Well, I don't know.
For God's sake, you're my agent. Can't you do something?
I'm sorry, Michaela. What's done is done. When you sold your publishing rights to Riverwind, you relinquished your say in what happens to April Showers.
I was at my lowest. I was losing my life's work, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. It was a moment of weakness.
Can you just come over here? I need to see you.
And another the next week, and another the week after that. Before I knew it, Aaron wasn't just my agent anymore. But even he couldn't distract me from what had happened.
I just don't understand it. It can't be legal, can it?
Do you want to watch something else?
I mean the Disney deal. They can't have just sold my work without asking me. Is there something I don't know?
Maybe. Hey, it's getting late. Would you want to?
Yeah, you should probably go. I've got research to do.
I figured if I was going to find out what happened, I had to talk to someone on the inside. I got Aaron to arrange a meeting with an employee from Disney's Buena Vista studio.
Is she here yet?
Says she'll be here in 5.
I don't like being out near the parks this late. There are some shady characters in this town, and I don't mean the ones in costumes.
Hun, we're the shady characters.
Could you please cool it with the hun? I'd like to maintain at least a fraction of professionalism.
Funny, I don't remember saying that last night.
Aaron, please.
Okay, sorry.
That's her.
Hi there, it's Jasmine, right?
Right. Aaron?
Yep, and this is...
I know who you are.
Michaela Evans, it's an honor. I've been reading your webcomic since I was in high school. It's been totally influential to me as a storyteller. And when I heard it was being bought by Disney...
That's actually why we got in touch with you. Regrettably, Riverwind Publications has elected to sell the IP rights to April Showers to the Mouse on the Hill.
Regrettably?
You could say I'm not the biggest fan of their work.
But how can you not love them? Disney owns everything. Literally, they've acquired every known intellectual property. Soon, they'll even have yours.
Soon?
Well, yeah. The rights don't officially transfer until tomorrow, right?
They don't?
No, it doesn't just happen right away. There's paperwork and stuff. Usually, the parties will agree on a date when the rights will be officially handed over to Disney. For April Showers, it's midnight tomorrow.
Jasmine, I need you to help me stop this sale.
Wait, what?
Can you do that?
Mick, come on. There's no way...
I'm sorry, but I don't think I can. I don't even work for Disney anymore. They let me go last week.
That just means you have nothing to lose, right?
Look, even if I still worked there, I wouldn't have that kind of veto power. There's not even a precedent for something like that. The only time a property transfer has been halted was...
What?
During an investigation.
So if we can get the authorities to launch an investigation into the Mouse's acquisitions department, we may be able to stop the rights from transferring.
Whoa, hold on.
How do we even do that?
We'd need to give them probable cause. Evidence.
Evidence of what?
Look, I don't know. I didn't work in acquisitions. I shouldn't even be telling you this much. They really wouldn't like it.
What did they fire you for?
What? I wasn't...
What were you fired for?
I was an intern in development, coming up with new properties for the company. Except new wasn't really part of the job. If I suggested anything unique, I got shot down. After a story I worked hard on got rejected, I pushed back. I asked why they hired me if I wasn't allowed to invent anything, and they decided I wasn't a good fit for their team anymore.
I'm sorry.
All I ever wanted to do was tell a good story.
Let me ask you this, Jasmine. After all that, do you think April Showers would be in good hands?
You said you needed evidence?
Whatever you can give us.
There could be some files that might be what you're looking for. They're on my work computer. Well, it was my work computer.
When can you get them?
I don't think I can. I caused a bit of a scene after they fired me. I'm no longer allowed in the building. The security guards know my face. I'd never get past them.
Then I will. How well do you know the security measures?
I worked for the Buena Vista studio for almost a year. I guess I know it pretty well.
Are you talking about breaking in?
Not breaking, sneaking. That's much less illegal. Trespassing at worst.
It could be dangerous. Babe, I don't know.
What choice do I have? This is my last chance to get back what's mine. To find out how I lost it in the first place.
You may not like what you find.
I have to try. Jasmine, can you get me inside?
I think so, yes.
All right. As of right now, we have exactly 24 hours to get in, get the files, and bring them to the authorities. We can start planning back at my place. And Jasmine?
Yes?
Thank you.
Don't thank me yet. I haven't gotten you past security.
The next morning, we arrived at Buena Vista Studio, home of the Walt Disney Company's archives and hopefully the answers I was looking for.
You sure about this, Mick? I don't know how I feel about you going in alone.
I won't be alone. You and Jasmine will be in my ear the whole time. You'll know exactly what's going on as it happens.
Here's your ID. Just don't hold it up too long, okay? My Photoshop skills are mediocre at best.
They won't be looking that close anyway. You look like just another janitor.
Let's hope so.
Didn't think I'd ever come back here.
You ready to do this?
Yeah. My office is on the third floor. Walk in, flash your badge, then head for the elevator. I'll direct you from there.
Roger that.
And seriously, be careful. The Mouse does not joke around when it comes to security.
Good luck.
Keep the van running. Here goes nothing.
She's fine. She'll be fine, right? Oh God, I'm shaking.
It's refreshing to see an agent care this much about his client.
Mickey's not just my client.
Mickey, huh?
We've kinda, you know...
Yeah, I don't really
need
to know about...
Had sex occasionally.
And now I know. Thanks for that.
But it's not just a fling, you know? I mean, it definitely started out like that. But after, I started to really care about her.
Aaron, are you nervous about Michaela getting caught? Or what she might find if she makes it?
I just want what's best for her. I hope she knows that.
Uh-huh. Look, she seems like a tough cookie. She'll be fine.
You're right. Of course she will. I'm being paranoid. I mean, what's the worst that could happen?
Morning!
Badge, please.
Of course!
All right, have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Maybe turn down the charm a little bit, hon.
You're a janitor. You shouldn't be this happy.
I thought it might seem less guilty than my resting bitch face. Why does it smell like birthday cake in here?
They pump in the smell of vanilla through the vents. Makes you hungry, so you'll buy more snacks from the cafe downstairs.
That is sinister. I'm on the third floor.
Make a right coming out of the elevator, then a left at the Treasure Planet mural.
Yikes. Why haven't you guys painted over that yet?
It's an underrated classic. First door on your right. Use the key I gave you.
Got it.
Is the computer still in there?
Yes. Hold on. Jasmine, what's your login again?
Last name, first initial. Camino J.
Password?
Aladdin's Girl 28.
Were Aladdin's Girl 1 through 27 taken?
Okay, Jasmine, what am I looking for?
There should be a green folder marked acquisitions.
I don't see it. Yeah, here it is.
Okay, now look for files marked confidential. Most of them are encrypted, but you should be able to copy them to the flash drive without the passcode.
Man, there's a lot of these.
Make sure you get all of them. You'll need all the evidence you can find.
But please, hurry. The longer you're in there, the more likely you'll get caught.
I'm going as fast as I can. Oh my god.
What?
The documents from the April Showers deal are on here.
Nikki, focus.
Don't call me that. You know I hate it.
Sorry, just copy the files and get out of there. We don't have time.
Riverwind Publications hereby grants the Walt Disney Corporation exclusive production rights to the intellectual property, which will henceforth be referred to here as April Showers.
Stop. You don't want to read that.
April Showers was originally created as a self-published webcomic by Michaela Evans. In 2013, Riverwind Publications acquired rights to the property to publish a print collection of the comic.
You know all this already. Please, get back to the mission at hand. You don't have much time.
Permission to transfer rights to the Walt Disney Corporation granted by Mrs. Evans' agent, Aaron Reynolds, whose signature appears at the end of this contract.
Nikki, baby, listen.
What are you doing?
Shit.
Get out of there.
Hey, get back here.
I know a shortcut. Make a right out of my office, then a left at the end of the hall. Go down the stairs.
That guard's still behind me.
Whatever you do, don't stop.
Okay, I'm at the lobby. Get the car ready.
Stop her.
I'm out! Step on it. Damn, I'm out of shape.
Did you get the files?
I got everything.
Look, Nikki.
I thought I told you not to call me that.
Please listen to me. I just wanted to do what was best for you.
No, you wanted to do what was best for you. You knew this was the last thing I wanted to happen to April Showers. You just wanted your cut of the royalties.
Babe,
I am not your fucking babe! I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just drive.
Okay, I'm going as fast as I can.
You might want to move a little faster. They're following us.
Shit!
Why are they even coming after us? Why not just call the cops?
The mouse likes to handle security breaches privately whenever possible. Keeps away bad press.
Plus, if they know what we have, they know we're going to the authorities.
Well, do some evasive maneuvers and get rid of them.
What do I look like, a NASCAR driver?
How about a getaway driver?
All right, hold on to something.
Whoa! Look out!
Is everyone okay?
I think so. Michaela?
I'm fine. We have to keep moving.
I'm so, so sorry. I lost control.
Forget it. Let's go.
They're still behind us.
These guys don't quit, do they?
Never. The mouse takes security very seriously. Our only chance is to get to the police station before they do.
Or lose them. This way.
Ah, yes. The dim alleyway. They'll never look here.
Shut it, Aaron.
Shh, they're coming. I don't think they saw us.
Good. Let's go.
No, wait. We have to wait for them to turn the corner or they'll see us.
Don't touch me. Don't ever touch me again.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything, Michaela.
No, we are not going to do this right now.
Please, if you just...
No. I don't want to hear another word from you, you slimy, arrogant,
listen to me, I swear I can explain everything. Would you please just
let
me-
Will you keep your damn voices down? I'm going to go make sure the coast is clear. You two, lovebirds, get your shit together before I get back.
You have to know, Mick, Michaela, I wasn't trying to hurt you.
How long have you known?
I signed that contract months ago. I'd almost forgotten about it. It was before we...
Before we slept together?
Yes. And I admit I wasn't thinking about how you'd feel.
I figured.
But after we... Well, I started to really care about you. I wanted to tell you what I'd done, but I knew it would fuck things up between us.
So you sold my life's work to a soulless corporation you know I despise, and then didn't tell me because you knew it would ruin your chances of getting in my pants again?
Jesus, Mick, don't say it like that.
What? Like the truth?
I swear, I wish I'd never done it. It wasn't worth the pain it caused you. I'm sorry. How can I make it up to you?
You can help me get my rights back.
I hope I can.
Looks like we lost them. We need to go. It's a long way to the station on foot.
We won't be going on foot.
What?
What?
Aaron's place isn't far from here. We'll take his car.
Right. Yeah, of course. This way.
We have evidence!
Please direct us to the nearest investigator.
Okay. What kind of evidence?
It's about my former employer, Walt Disney Studios.
I see. Right this way.
This is it. I'm about to get everything back. I can fix this whole mess.
I'm really sorry about everything, Michaela. But listen, I care about you a lot. You make me want to be a better person. I promise I'll never do anything like this again.
No, you won't. You're fired.
Oh. I guess it's no less than I deserve. Does that mean...
That too.
That's what you want, I guess.
That's what I want.
Detective Warner, there's some folks who want to see you. They say they've got information on the Disney case.
Send them in.
Yes, sir.
Turns out I wasn't the only artist to get swindled out of her property by the mouse. Detective Warner had been compiling stories from creators for years. The files we provided gave them everything they needed to launch a full investigation. Dozens of properties were found to have been wrongfully obtained and were returned to their creators, including April Showers. I haven't spoken to Aaron since after the trial.
Thank you for testifying. I couldn't have won this case without you.
It's the least I could do. So what are you gonna do now, besides look for a new agent, I suppose?
The only thing I know how to do. Right.
So, that's what I did. I still upload new comics to April Showers every other week. I even brought Jasmine on as a story consultant.
So, I think the second arc ends with the four of them getting separated. Maybe they pair off? That could set up some interesting dynamics in the next installment?
That sounds great.
Really?
Definitely. You've got a knack for this stuff, you know?
All I ever wanted to do was tell a good story.
Me too, kid. Me too.
Bringing Down the Mouse was recorded in its entirety on November 25, 2018 in Coconut Creek, Florida, featuring Gabriel Selick, Tyler Grimes, Dave Hamar, Kimmy Johnson, Joe Rauda, and Marlo Rodriguez. It was written by Jennifer Schell and directed by Tyler Grimes. Sound engineering by Tyler Grimes. Sound design by Alicia Brown. Sound editing by Liz Regan. Play development by Alex Flanagan. Artwork by Emanuela Brumana. The DTC Radio theme is by Spencer Robelin. Bringing Down the Mouse was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Genkenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. You can like Distilled Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. You know, in 5 years, the original version of Mickey Mouse will enter the public domain. That means Mickey will belong to all of us. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are.